is better.
Better, okay.
The one you did?
I'm sorry?
The one you did?
I actually didn't, I didn't write any of the briefs. However, I have tried to research the issues as much as possible to provide you with the insight that you need today. I realize that we may not have provided that, and I apologize for that.
I think you did a good job today, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you.
Ms. Hoster, I'd like to disclose the record, because this has come up, I think, tongue-in-cheek with Mr. Willick and all, but I know myself, I believe Justice Douglas and Justice, Chief Justice Becker have all worked on the Clark County Pro Bono Foundation together as members at some point in time.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I suspect from your statements that you have no objection to doing pro bono work.
Oh, no, of course not. And our firm has, we are part of that project as well, so.
So are you asking us not to sanction you because it was not deliberate?
Yes, and
you just didn't read the rules.
Well, I'm not really sure what the circumstances were surrounding the writing of these briefs,
perhaps there ought to be a separate hearing so that those who wrote the briefs can answer these questions rather than putting you in the position of having to do so.
If the court would like to do that, I would just like to say on the record that the attorneys in the firm are very honest. They are hardworking, and they would not do something deliberate to thwart the process. And we'll do better.
Anything else that you'd like to say?
Well, I have about 10 seconds.
I'll give you a little extra time.
Okay, thank you. First, I just wanted to say, I'm sorry?
You have 2 minutes.
Okay. First, I just wanted to say that we definitely are not opposed to attorneys being awarded fees in pro bono cases. Second of all, it was alluded to that the cases such as Leeming versus Leeming and Holbrook versus Holbrook allow for a sergeant versus sergeant to apply to parties that are unwed. These cases actually